said to say just a few words of Hesped, so very few words. Just a thought on the Parsha. Every year I have this question about this, but it's not such a serious question, but it's really more to bring out the answer. If you look at the Parsha, Bereishis and Noach, it seems very odd that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the, to say the least, is the all-knowing, and those certainly had to create a world better than anybody else. He seems to make a world, and then there's a lot of problems that happen. It has a lot of glitches in it. The person doesn't turn out to be such a good job after all, and eventually even the whole thing has to be wiped clean and restarted. So the more proper answer is to say that this is part of the nusayin of believing on Hashem and whatever that is, that you know, you have to believe in that also, and you have to understand how everything works, and that's just part of the plan. But just a part of that answer really is what I think is going on is that one of the things that Hashem is creating, which this shows, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that built into the world is the concept of growth. It means Hashem is Ani Rishon, Ani Achron. Hashem is the same, was the same, will never change. But we're limited by the fact that we have to grow. So we start out small, we peak at some point and then go down, but that's how the world that Hashem is making exists, and all of those things that happen are just a process of growth, and there's no greater catalyst for growth than destruction. When something is destroyed, when there's death, so that just gives off to greater growth. So the death and destruction that happened here that we're came here to recognize, I don't believe it happened a year ago or a year and a few days ago. The destruction part, or the death part, really happened when Kiwi was 14, and when he could have said, okay, that's it, you know what, some people got this, some people got that, and this is what I got, and that's it, obviously I can't do anything. And instead what he did, and over and over again, is every aspect when there should have been destruction, when a normal person would have been totally wiped out and destroyed, he went and picked himself up and grew, and he grew, and he grew, and he grew stronger, and he grew faster, and he grew above everybody else. And he may have started in the same place, but like it's built into every other aspect of the world, and we don't see it as clearly, but here you can see it was very simple. There was something bad, there was something that should have been total destruction, and Akiva took it and he grew. And that's really what we're representing here now, is the continued growth. So Akiva had different stages. He was a kid, and then he grew up, and he grew, and he had other opportunities to grow, and he had the last 7.5 years of his life was a different opportunity to grow. And here is Vayitzer again, where his neshama continued to grow. And that is really what we're here now to all gather and recognize.